Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Dr. Paul Tibbetts, Director, Business Management Modernization Program for the Department of Defense. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Chuck.
And joining us in our conversation also from IBM is Chuck Pro. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Dr. Tibbetts.
Well, let's start by finding out more about the Business Management Modernization Program, or BMMP as it's called. Could you tell us, give us a history about it, sort of how it started, what were the challenges?
Sure. The Business Management Modernization Program actually started out as the department's initiative to respond to certain management deficiencies, particularly in financial management practices in the department. These were recognized in the Friedman Report, in addition to longstanding GAO reports on the department. In the 2001, the Secretary of Defense determined he was going to undertake to address these in a formal manner, in a very comprehensive way across the entire department, and initiated what was then the Financial Management and Modernization Program. Because of the connections throughout the department and the dependency of financial management practices on actually the way we do our daily business of ordering parts and providing supplies to the fighting forces and so forth, this was expanded in scope to become the Business Management Modernization Program, which is what it is known as today. And the purpose of that is to eliminate the duplication of systems across the department, to rationalize our business processes, look end-to-end to make sure we're actually accomplishing what it is the business process is intended to accomplish, in the process support our fighting forces and the President's management agenda.
That's a big bite. How would you characterize the impact it has on supporting the warfighter?
Well, the BMMP is intended to make our practices and processes as efficient as they possibly can so that we can actually keep up with what the warfighters need. We want to become, on the business side of the department, the zero latency, just-in-time organization so that we can be as flexible in our business practices as our combat forces are in their warfighting mission. So when they need something, they get it. It's a just-in-time delivery notion that we intend to implement throughout the department.
Could you give us the scope of your team, sort of how large this is and sort of types of skills that are that people have that are involved?
Sure. We are the program office. The office I run is the program office for the Business Management Modernization Program. Within that office, we have approximately 55 government employees, and the skill set there ranges from management of information technology systems, change management, some finance and accounting background in some instances, to subject matter experts on architecture itself, how to devise architectures, how to develop them, how to use the tools to develop architecture. Part of what we do is to oversee information systems. Certain of our employees have information technology backgrounds and are very familiar with managing information systems.
Paul, what are your responsibilities as a director of BMMP?
I guess, first and foremost, it's to press forward with the transformation agenda of the department. BMMP is all about business transformation, and it's our objective to move the department forward to achieve those objectives. We have taken an incremental approach, and with the first being achieving the unqualified audit opinion on the consolidated financial statements for the Department of Defense, and at the same time, a total personnel visibility throughout the department. So more than anything else, my job becomes orchestrating a lot of moving parts to keep everybody focused on those objectives and keep them moving towards those objectives on a defined schedule. And then I guess you could say in addition to that is to keep our oversight organizations, the Congress, the General Accounting Office, appraised of our progress to make sure they understand the strengths and weaknesses of our approach and whether we are or not making satisfactory progress in their view.
The transformation is a very large topic within the Department of Defense. How does BMMP contribute to the overall transformation of the department?
Well, we have to examine basically two aspects of departmental operations on the business side. One is, of course, our computing infrastructure and how those systems operate, what they do, how they interact with each other, and at the same time examine the policies, procedures, practices, and regulations that tell our people how to operate. And it's our job to devise what the new state of affairs should be, both on the information technology side, on the people, processes, and practices side, and get those things to come about in parallel at the same time.
I see that you have a very diverse background in reading your bio. Can you describe your previous experiences prior to becoming director of BMMP?
Well, my most recent employment opportunity, I guess you could say, while I was on active duty with the Navy with 25 years, was as the Program Executive Officer for Information Technology for the Military Health System. And in that job, it was my responsibility to manage the information technology programs for the Army, Navy, and Air Force medical departments. I was actually the first program executive officer, so I also had the job of standing up that organization in addition to coalescing all of those programs together into that one office. And all of that work was tri-service work, so it gave me the sort of experience and some of the insight necessary to understand how to deal with programs that crossed service boundaries that were both Army, Navy, Air Force, et cetera, et cetera. Prior to that, I actually had experience as a program manager with the largest forms of departmental IT projects, acquisition category one programs. I was the chief information officer for the Navy Medical Department. I was the commanding officer for the Navy Medical Information Management Command and other positions, deputy director for the Defense Medical Systems Support Center. I guess actually I had a little bit of background in test and evaluation also. I actually was in charge of test and evaluation on the medical information technology programs at the beginning of my career in information technology, so I became quite acquainted with operational test and evaluation and how that's applied to systems.
Very good. Often cross-domain and cross-service programs within DOD are not for the faint of heart, per se. How have you been successful in crafting your prior experiences working across the services and applied those to DOD in the BMMP program?
Well, it's a matter of getting people to work together, getting, in this case, in the Department of Defense, both in my past experience in the military health system and today, it's very smart people. And this is like having an all-star team of 11 very good quarterbacks all bringing to the game their own playbook. And unfortunately, what has to happen here is, since they're all good playbooks, we still have to choose the best among them, because we can't have all these quarterbacks playing with the playbooks they have in their heads. So we're working very hard, very aggressively, to get all these really good people and really smart people to collaborate with each other, just as all-star players would have to learn to do when the all-star game comes around. We do that through a variety of means, through our governance structures, by organizing those governance structures in a way that the undersecretaries of defense have to collaborate to lead the transformation initiative forward. We do that through the DOD acquisition process by taking a business mission area view of the systems that are going through the acquisition process to make sure all stakeholders have their interests represented. Same with the test and evaluation community to make sure all the business communities have their interests represented in any given program that is moving forward that way. And then by stating the requirements up front from a whole business mission area perspective, it becomes much easier, I guess, to align individual programs with an overall direction once there's a roadmap stated on the front end. And capturing that requirements generation process on the front end is also a lot of what BMMP and the business enterprise architecture is about.
What's your perspective on the speed of decision making in your environment? Often the people we talk to are surprised by the speed of decision. I don't know that they have a general opinion, is it faster and it should have been slower, but they're just surprised in terms of what takes place, especially around large programs such as this.
Well, the Department of Defense, again, I think has a well-established culture of, shall I say, program management, more recently codified by the Defense Acquisition Workforce Improvement Act, but there's a longstanding tradition of acquisition and program management actually antedating that public law. And the department, therefore, has a well-honed, time-tested approach to decision-making for large initiatives, and in so doing, manages to establish continuity for these large initiatives across many administrations and over many years. The long-term budget process, the short and long-term budget process the department uses, also serves as a force for continuity across many years and many administrations. So just as the department manages to build larger aircraft carriers, which are big projects and take a long time, where continuity is absolutely important, The same is true in any other large initiative in the department. Decisions can be made. There's a structured way to revisit those decisions if they have to be revisited, but there is a reasoned process to do that. And it manages to keep the department on track just about where we should be with respect to program risk and flexibility and keeping up with changing demands. I guess at the end of any large initiative, which takes a while to do, there's got to be revalidation that the needs have not changed while the initiative was reaching maturation. So at the end of this whole process of whatever it is for information technology systems or for aircraft carriers, there's some form of operational test and evaluation to still validate it when this thing is ready to be implemented, whatever this thing is, that it still meets the needs that are prevalent at that time.
That's an interesting point, especially about the structure and rigor. What role does enterprise architecture play in modernization? We'll ask Dr. Paul Tibbetts of the Department of Defense for his perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.